Want to start a heated debate? Just ask someone, what's the worst Christmas song? A lot of the people we talked to felt so guilty about their pick, they didn't want their last names used. Take Grant and Sally.
I think they overplayed Jingle Bells way too much.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle bells.
What about that one drives you nuts?
They have too many bells ringing at the same time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Not surprisingly, this version is hated with much greater intensity.
The dog barking the Jingle Bells song. It's just annoying. It just won't stop. It's the same thing over and over again.
So we took Kara's concerns to an expert.
The dog barking Christmas songs, at some point it stops becoming a musical endeavor, and that can get tiresome to me. It's good for once or twice to laugh, and that's about it.
That's Steve Wiest, director of UNT's famed jazz group, the 1 O'Clock Lab Band. He sheds a little light on what makes certain songs so universally loathed. But for some, song spite goes far beyond the canine version of Jingle Bells. Take John and his aversion to this Christmas hit by a former Beatle.
The spirit's up.
Well, I think it's that Paul McCartney song about having a wonderful Christmas. That's a little too much for me.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Because it's obviously a commercial song that he recorded just for that purpose.
UNT's Wiest doesn't share John's opinion, but he does offer a little explanation.
I could listen to any of the Beatles talking about mowing their lawn, and I'd love it. I mean, I'd love them that much. But that song has a kind of a dated synthesizer sound that turns some folks off, and it has a funny little groove, but I think that one's kind of cool.
This song seems to come up time and time again when people list their least favorite seasonal songs. Dallas shopper Mike can't stand it.
Probably gonna have to be a little drummer boy with all the barumpa bum bum stuff, you know?
So why do so many people see red when the drummer boy plays? Wiest has a theory.
The nature of that tune is very static. That's a real repetitive tune, so if you don't like repetition, that one kind of doesn't work. And when people actually sing the rump-a-pum-pum, that thing, you know, that can get old to some folks.
So repetition, a dated sound, and novelty humor can all stretch holiday cheer a little thin. But some people, like Esmeralda Polito, just can't get past what's overplayed.
I think it would be Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
They just play it over and over and over, and it gets annoying.
And others don't really know why, but when it comes to the song they love to hate, they know it when they hear it.
It would be Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
He's just annoying. You know, his nose and just his whole thing.
Who knows what she'd say about this guy?
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
Courtney Collins for KERA News.
And two eyes made out.